我们读到第三章末了的时候
When we reach the end of chapter 3
我们看到神记作他在撒母耳身上所显明的事情
We can see the matters that God reveals to us through Samuel
给以色列人知道在他们中间有了先知
It lets the Israel know that amongst them there was a prophet
那么按理来说如果有先知给神兴起来
According logically that if there was a prophet that was risen by God
那神的子民是应当很快的就转回
then normally God's people would turn around quickly
但是我们看四世纪的日子神的百姓的堕落实在是很深的
But we can see that during the days of the judges that the fall of the people was indeed deep and far.
那所以当撒母耳给显明他的知识给显明的时候
That when the ministry of Samuel was revealed
以色列人还是在非常的迷糊的里头
That the Israelites were still very confused.
而我们不知道这个是不是堕落了的人的那一个愚昧
We don't know if this is the foolish of the individuals that have fallen.
因为这样的光景不仅是在旧约的时候是这样的出现。
But this kind of condition not only comes up in the Old Testament.
而在整个属灵的历史的里面，我们看见也都是这样。
But we can see that it is so in all of spiritual history.
那就是到了现在，在。称为基督教的范围的里头
But even today those that encompasses Christianity
仍然给我们看见是一个模样
Still lets us see the same kind of model
那么是我们到了第四章的时候我们就看到一些非常黑暗的光景
So when we reach chapter 4 lets us see a very dark age
那么当撒母耳的知识显明的时候
And after the ministry of Samuel was revealed
那以色列人跟非利士人又有战事了
And then again, once again, the Israelites and the Philistines went into battle again
那他们两军交战的时候
And when they were doing the battle
以色列人就打败了
The Israelites were defeated
非利士人就杀了以色列人很多
and the Philistines killed many of the Israelites
那么以色列人回到营里啊
and when the Israelites returned to camp
那当然这个是一个很凄凉的光景
and of course they were in a pitiful condition at that time
一场仗打下来不见了四千人
that just after one battle they have lost 4,000
那所以我们就听到以色列的长老在那里说
，So we can hear the elders of Israel they're saying，
他说耶和华今日为何使我们败在非利士人面前
？And they asked why did the Lord bring defeat upon us today before the Philistines？
那这个问题是问对了。
Now this was a correct question they had。
那会问这样的一个问题。还算不错了
Now when they're able to ask such a question it seems they're okay
因为最低限度他们还没有忘记神
Because at the very least they have not forgotten about God
但是问题虽然是问对了
And even though they have asked the correct question
但是答案却是错透了
But they are wrong to the utmost with their answer
他们就有了一个意念
And they have this thought
他说我们打败仗
He said we lost the battle
也许是因为神的约柜没有跟我们一起去
And it's maybe because the ark of the covenant of the Lord wasn't with us
那我们不如把神的约柜抬出来
So why don't we bring forth the ark of the Lord
然后就帮我们打胜仗
So help us win in battle
那弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个答案你真的是错透了。
Now brothers and sisters, such an answer is extremely wrong.
那你说他们错。
And you say they're wrong.
又好像他们有点根据。
But it seems like they have a little basis for that.
他们想到从前过约旦河的时候是约柜行在前头。
Because they thought that before when they crossed the river Jordan, it was the ark that went before them.
他们也想到攻陷耶利哥的时候也是约柜行在前头。
And they thought back that when they defeated Jericho, that it was the ark that also went before them.
那现在我们打败了。
And they thought now that we have lost.
因为没有约柜在我们中间。
It's because the ark was not in our midst.
那若是我们把约柜抬到我们当中来。
So if we were to carry the ark to our midst,
我们就会打胜。
And surely we'll have victory.
那弟兄姊妹，这一种心思完全是一个宗教的心思。
Now brothers and sisters, this kind of thought totally falls into religion.
我们要留意。
What we must pay attention is,
约柜并不是一些符咒啊。
That the ark is not any good luck charm.
约柜是人与神相交的地方。
That the ark is where man communes with God.
是神向人说话的地方。
It is the place where God speaks to man.
那以所以约柜不是为着打仗的。
And the ark is the purpose of the ark is not for battle.
虽然过去有约柜在征战中给显出来的历史。
And even though in the past that the ark was revealed during battles,
但是那两次是因为是神先说话。
But those two times were because it was God who first spoke.
是神告诉他们要这样做。
It was God who told them to do such and such.
神要这样做。
And God wants to do such and such.
那他们把约柜抬出来，就是行在神的吩咐的里头。
And they brought forth the ark according to the arrangement of God.
但现在神没有说话。
But now God did not speak.
但是他们看历史就要学个样。
But when they look into history, they just do it the same.
要学这个样的时候，就成了人在那里出主意。
And when they learn to do the same thing, it's just man's own idea.
那人出主意就是说明人在那里做王了。
And when man has his own ideas, it points out that man is his own king.
人在那里指挥神了。
The man would be there to order God.
就这么，这是四世纪里面的那一个主要的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the main condition that's recorded in the book of Judges.
现在他们又显出来了。
And now in Samuel, once again, that is expressed.
那弟兄姊妹们在这一件事情上面我们实在有一些的看见才好。
Now brothers and sisters, upon this matter, we must have some insight.
那当然我们说
And of course we say,
人出主意不对。
That man's own ideas is wrong.
人指挥神不对。
That when man gives God command,
那这个我们容易领会。
That is easy for us to understand.
我们也会常常提醒自己，我们不要越到神的前头去啊。
And many times we remind ourselves that do not surpass God.
但是同样的事情在另外的一个角度来接触的时候，也许我们就会着迷了。
But when we come into contact with these matters from another point of view, then we get confused.
我们把耶利哥和过约旦河作为一个属灵的经历。
And when we use the crossing of the River Jordan and the defeat of Jericho as a spiritual experience,
那当然他们那是属灵的经历。
And of course they are spiritual experiences.
一点都没有假。
They're all real.
但是人非常容易把经历升级作为真理。
But very easily man uses those experiences and turns them into truth.
那就把那一个经历作为一条道路。
And they turn those experiences into a path.
那这样一来，那就又错透了。
And on the one hand, that is absolutely wrong.
我们感谢主，他是可以给我们经历的神。
We thank the Lord because He is a God who can give us experiences.
但是我们不能忘记。
But let us not forget.
我们的神是大的神。
That our God is an almighty God.
是丰富的神。
He is an abundant God.
他太大了。
He is too great.
他给我们的一些经历。
And the experiences that He gives us.
并不能作为限制神一定要照样做的根据。
Cannot be used as basis that God would do the same to restrict him.
神在我身上这样做。
That when God does this upon me.
神不一定在你身上这样做。
God might not do the same upon you.
神在我们身上是这样做。
And when God does this upon us.
但神不一定在他的身上要这样做。
But God might not necessarily do the same upon you.
经历究竟是经历。
An experience is just experience.
经历不能成为真理。
That experience cannot be turned into truth.
经历也不能成为道路。
And the experiences cannot be turned into a path.
那因此我们在神面前。
So when we're before God.
我们求神给我们看得很清楚。
May God let us see very clearly.
因为在这一方面太多人。机会让我们陷在其中。
Because upon this matter, there are just too many opportunities for us to fall into this trap.
那弟兄姊妹们，你晓得灵恩派的人错在什么地方？
Now, brothers and sisters, do you know why the charismatics are wrong?
他们的心也许是对的。
And maybe they might have the right heart.
他们的火热也确实是可羡慕的。
And we shall be envious of their fervency.
但是他们在他们的追求的路上却是常常走错做错。
But upon their spiritual pursuit they're often wrong and they do wrong.
错在哪里呢？
And where are they wrong?
就是错在这个原则上。
And it's because of this principle.
我有一个属灵的经历。
That I have a spiritual experience.
所有的人都必须要有这个属灵的经历。
That all the others must have the same spiritual experience.
而我作为一个带领的人，我有那个特殊的经历。
That I'm a leader and I have this special experience.
那么受带领的每一个都必须要有相同的经历。
So those whom I lead, they must have the same experience.
那所以在灵恩派的里头，一个最大的缺口就是追求经历。
So this is the most, the biggest crack in the charismatics that they pursued after experience.
追求经历没有错。
That there's no wrong in pursuing.
但是不能追求一个统一的经历。
But you cannot pursue it in the same uniform experience.
我们实在需要经历神。
And we must experience God.
但是如果摆出一个统一的经历作为那一个目标的话。
But when we put forth a uniform experience to set that as a goal.
这就犯了一个很严重的错误。
Then indeed they have erred greatly.
因为把追求的目的弄错了。
Because they have erred in the goal of their pursuit.
用经历来代替主的自己，那是再不能再错的一个大错误了。
And this error cannot be wrong anymore because they have substituted experiences for the Lord himself.
那当日的以色列人他们是这样。
And this is the condition of the Israelites at that time.
现在许多爱主的人也不知不觉的会落到这种光景。
And nowadays, many of us who love the Lord unknowingly fall into this condition as well.
我们求主救我们脱离这些的人的愚昧。
And may the Lord take us away from these foolishness of men.
不准确的从经历当中去认识神做工的法则。
And to take us away from knowing the Lord and correctly from his principles of his work.
那样这样就会给自己制造许许多多的难处。
Because we'll find trouble for ourselves if we fall into such a trap.
我们必须记得一件事情。
We must remember one matter.
神要做的事情没有人能阻挡。
That if God wants to complete anything, no one can hinder him.
神不要做的事情，也没有人可以强迫神去做。
And the matter is that God does not want to complete. No one can force him into doing it.
那我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
他把一些走歪了的历史留给我们。
He gives us history that have gone astray.
叫我们从当中看到受了警戒。
That when we see it, we can be alert.
那约柜抬来了。
Now the ark was brought forth.
那约柜一来到以色列人的中间。
And when the ark was among the mist,
弟兄姊妹，你看到有一件事情发生了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see an event that took place.
以色列人众人就欢天喜地了。
That the Israelites were shouting greatly.
大声的欢呼。
And they raised a great shout.
欢呼到一个地步。
It was so great.
地也震动起来。
That even the ground shook.
Oh, 的确是情绪高涨。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, they were, high emotionally.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们看见以色列人的情绪的高涨并没有叫他们打胜仗。
But even though they were high emotionally, that did not cause them to win the battle.
并且败得更惨。
And they even lost more severely.
那我们又要来看看这一点。
So we must look also into this point.
好多人喜欢活在情绪里。
Many of us like to live in our emotion.
连属灵的追求都以情绪作为根据。
And we use that also as a basis for our spiritual pursuit.
哎呀，情绪能兴奋起来，那不是神在我们中间了。
That when we're high emotionally, then God must be amongst our midst.
但神从来没有给我们一个应许说。
But God never gave us this promise, saying,
我们情绪高涨的时候就是神在我们中间的结果。
That when we're feeling good, that's a result of God being in our midst.
反倒神叫我们看见。
But on the contrary, God lets us see.
许多魂的活动是把人带到情绪的高潮去。
That many activities of the soul brings us to that emotional high.
虽然把人的情绪拉得很高。
And even though that may bring man's emotion very high,
但是究竟是在魂里头的活动。
But in fact, that is just the activities of the soul.
那不只有外面的激动。
And only the activities
外面的激动
from the outside,
那不能叫做灵的释放。
That cannot be called the setting free of the spirit.
灵的释放人里面是会有很高的感觉。
And when the spirit is set free, indeed man would feel high inside.
但是人不激动。
But the man is not emotional.
人的里面还是非常的平稳安息。
They're still very peaceful and serene in the soul.
那差别就在这个地方。
And this is the difference.
魂的激动只有外面热闹。
That when the soul is stirred, that only the outside is,
里面是冲动。
That inside there's an urging.
但是魂的释放。
But the setting free of the soul,
外面是情绪很高涨。
That emotionally you can be high.
但是里面却是非常平静。
Inward is very steadfast and serene.
我们感谢赞美。
We praise and thank the Lord.
外面的那个表达，也许是好像差不多。
That even though it may be the same outwardly,
但是里头那个差别就很大。
But the inward difference is very great.
那比方说，我们看到以色列人在那时候。他们情绪激动得不得了。
Now, brothers and sisters, at that time we can see that the Israelites were very high emotionally.
但是还是不管用。
But still, it was useless.
战争有的时候说讲士气。
And many times when you go into battle, you talk about morale.
那人与人对抗，那这个情绪也许有点作用。
And when man fights against man, then this might be of some use.
但是参加入了那个属灵的成分的话，
but when you put into spiritual ingredients into it,
如果那里的那一些发生的事是一个属灵的事的话，
If the matters that occur are of spiritual meaning,
那情绪的确是不管用。
Then emotions are useless.
因为属灵的事情能显出果效，是因为神在哪里。
Because spiritual results are because God is there.
情绪高涨不等于神在哪里。
That when you're high emotionally does not necessarily mean God is there.
那当然我们不是说那我们不要情绪高涨，我们不冷冰冰的。
Of course, we're not saying we won't be high emotionally. Then we'll just be cold.
也许我用这样的一个词来区别灵里面的释放和魂里头的那个情绪的高涨啊，也许容易分辨。
Maybe I'll use this phrase to distinguish the spirit being set free and the emotional high of the soul.
灵里头的释放
that the setting free of the spirit
外面是热的
that on the outside it is warm
不是激动的
that it is they're not aroused
那比如说你晓得热跟激动是不一样的。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know the difference between being zealous and being aroused.
一个人激动起来的时候会昏头昏脑的。
That when one is aroused, they can be confused.
只是拼命在那里跟着那个情绪，东南西北都分不开的。
And they're only fighting, following their emotions. They can't tell the difference.
但是热却是。你摸到神的自己
But when you're zealous, then you can touch God himself.
你感觉神在那里跟你非常非常的接近
And you can feel God's presence there very close to you.
你就是觉得神与你是面对面
And you can feel that God is facing you face to face.
你有什么记得在以马忤师那两个门徒
Brothers and sisters, do you remember the two disciples that
他们那只是糊里糊涂在路加福音最末了主耶稣复活以后去以马忤师
that the two disciples after Jesus was raised up that he went there and the two disciples there they were aroused and they were confused
那两个门徒的确是糊里糊涂
and indeed those two disciples were confused
那跟他讲话他们都不知道这个是谁
and when the Lord spoke to them they didn't know who he was
但是他们后来说
But later they said
哎呀难怪他跟我们说话的时候我们里面是那样的热
No wonder when he spoke to us that we're so zealous inside
你看到里面的热不会叫人昏头昏脑的
So therefore you can see the zealous that you have inside would not cause you to be confused
就是人在那里糊里糊涂的时候那里面的热还是那么清楚的
And even though when you're
糊里糊涂
And when one is confused you're still so clear on being zealous inside
那我们感谢赞美神
We praise and thank God
那当时以色列人他们只有一些外面情绪的激动
At that time the Israelites were only stirred emotionally on the outside
他们以为约柜大了我们这里我们这一场仗要打赢了我们要可以报仇了
And they thought that they can take revenge and win this war with the ark before them
算了还没有打胜利还没有来就已经给冲昏了头脑了
And before they even fought and before they even can get victory that all went to their heads
那当然他们这样的呼声
and of course the uproar
菲利斯人也听到了
the Philistines also heard it
菲利斯人的情报也打听
and also the report came back
哎呦以色列人把他们的神的约柜抬了出来
that the Israelites brought the ark of their Lord before them
说这个事情不得了
oh trouble to us then
我们大祸临头了
woe to us then
居然逃不掉
We can't get away.
那就不如拼上去吧。
Why don't we just give it our all then?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？
Brothers and sisters,
人对付人，
When man deals with man,
no, 虽然把约会抬来，但是仍然是人对付人。
And even though they brought forth the ark, it is still man against man.
你把属灵的题目带出来，属灵的内容搬出来，属灵的话语搬出来。如果是人对付人的话，那还是人对付人。
That even though you bring forth spiritual words and spiritual contents and spiritual matters, but when you're dealing with man, it's still man against man.
因此你晓得我们常常所犯的一些愚昧啊。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes the foolishness that we get ourselves into
就是我要对付一个弟兄
is that we must deal with this brother.
我怎么对付他？
How can I deal with him?
我把属灵的话拿出来对付他。
I'll just bring forth spiritual words to deal with him.
把属灵的帽子拿出来压他。
Then I'll just use the shield, spiritual shield to come forth and press against him.
让对方呢，在那个属灵的话的底下，连头都敢不敢抬起来。
That under these spiritual terms, then he can't even lift his head.
但是很可惜的。
But unfortunately,
虽然帮的是属灵的内容
，and even though you have spiritual content,
但是却是人对付人。
But it's still against man against man.
那这样的情况呢
？And under these circumstances,
引出什么果效来
？What kind of results?
我们看看当时腓力斯人引出什么果效，我们也能体会。
When we see the result that the Philistines had with the Israelites, then we can understand. The Philistines said, we can't get away, so why don't we just give it our all?
把人的怒气都激起来，激动起来。
And it stirred up the anger of man.
那结果呢？
And as a result,
以色列人就败得更惨。
The Israelites lost even more badly.
约柜也给掳去了。
And even the ark was captured.
以利的两个儿子也就在这一次的征战的里面阵亡了。
And the two sons of Eli died in this battle.
那这场仗打过以后
，And after this battle was over,
以利听到这个消息，也就吓坏了，扑倒了，死掉了。
And when Eli heard of this news.He was scared and he fell and he died.
因为他听见神的约柜给掳去。
Because he heard that the ark of God was captured.
那一个时候，以利的那个媳妇就是他儿子腓尼哈的妻子。
And at that time, the wife of Phinehas,
因为这样的一个惊吓动了胎气，就小产了。
And because of this
也不是小产了，早产了。
Because of this news, she went into labor early.
虽然养下了一个男孩子，他都没有表情。
And even though she gave birth to a son, she didn't have any response.
哎呀，她只记得一件事情。
And she only remembered of one matter.
这个孩子叫什么名字好
？What should this son be named?
这个孩子出来呀，以色列。碰到这样的大事，我们家又碰到这样的大事，那这个孩子叫什么名字才好
？And when this son was born, that the Israelites had such great matters, and our family had such great matters, what should I name him?
就叫以加伯吧。
I should just name him Ichabod.
什么意思
？And what does that mean?
荣耀离开以色列了。
And that means the glory has departed from Israel.
荣耀离开以色列
That the glory has departed from Israel
因为神的约柜给掳去
For the ark of God has been captured
哎呀弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是人的看法
And this is man's own insight
这是人的感觉
And this is man's own feeling
他们只看见神的约柜被掳去了
And they can only see that the ark of God was taken away
我家里的人全都死光了
And all the members in my family died.
哦，神的荣耀不在我们中间了。
And the glory of God is no longer in our midst.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个结论是不准确的。
This conclusion is wrong.
外面好像是对的。
On the surface, it may seem right.
里头却不是对的。
But inwardly, it's wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，神如果不把他的荣耀交出去，神也不能叫他的荣耀。
For if God did not give forth his, to give out his glory, then no one can cause his glory to be departed.
神放弃他的荣耀
And when God forsook his glory,
当然就会引来人对神的误会。
It will surely bring forth misunderstanding for man.
但是神以在放弃他的荣耀的时候，他也是甘心去接受人的误会。
But when God forsakes His glory, He is willing to accept the misunderstanding from man.
他就让人误会。
He allows man to misunderstand.
但是他有一个目的。
But He has one purpose.
是要借助这样的一个事实来苏醒他的百姓。
And He wants to use this fact to cause His people to awake.
叫他的百姓明白。为什么神允许他的荣耀给人拿去？
To let his people understand why did God allow for his glory to be taken away.
其实如果说神的荣耀离开以色列，不在约柜被掳的时候，早就神的荣耀在以色列没有显出来。
But in fact,the time of God's glory departing from the Israelites was not during the time when the ark was captured, but it was long before that.
不需要等到这个时候。
That it did not have to wait for this time.
但是神在这个时候让他的约柜给掳去。
But it was at this time that God allowed for the ark to be captured.
乃是要叫他的百姓去苏醒。
It was to cause his people to be revived.
乃是要叫他的百姓去审查
so that his people can examine this.
乃是叫他的百姓来明白他们在神面前的那一些严重的错误。
And for his people to understand their own wrongs and foolishness.
用什么有些时候我们真觉得我们的神宝贝可爱就在这些地方。
Brothers and sisters, many times when we find our God adorable and precious is because of this point.
他为要造就他名下的人。
Because he wants to train those under his name.
他甘愿给人受误会。
That he is willing to be misunderstood by others.
他给人误会，也是受人的误会。
To accept a misunderstanding from men.
他也乐意把他的荣耀隐藏起来。
And he is also willing to hide his glory.
如果神爱惜他的荣耀，
And if God loved his own glory,
那好多时候我们真的是没有机会。
Then many times we would not even have a chance at all.
但是感谢神。
But thank God,
他肯降卑他自己。
That he is willing to humble himself.
他肯隐藏他自己。
That he is willing to hide himself.
他只要做成一件事。
That as long as just to accomplish one matter.
就是把他名下的人带到正途上来。
And that is to bring those under his name on the right path.
那么约柜都被掳了。
Now the ark has been captured.
那还有什么话好讲？
What more can they say?
这个神还算的是神吗？
Can this God still be considered a God?
那在非利士人那一边，他们肯定一件事，以色列的神不是神。
On the Philistine side, then they can be sure of one thing, the God of Israel is not a God at all.
那在以色列人这一边呢？
And on the Israelite side,
我们的神恐怕也不是，真的不是神啊。
Then they might also feel that maybe our God is not God at all.
如果他是神的话，怎么连约柜都给人掳去呢？
And if he was God, then why did he allow the ark to be captured?
那人尽管可以有许许多多的不准确的结论。
And man may have many wrong conclusions.
但是神绝不把他的荣耀归于假神。
But God would not allow his glory to fall upon false gods.
旧约的先知一旦宣告这个事情，
And when the prophets in the Old Testament proclaimed this many times,
神说我必不把荣耀归于假神。
But God said, I would not allow for my glory to be given to false gods.
人不能维持神的荣耀的时候，
that when man is not able to keep the glory
of God, 人不能彰显神的荣耀的时候
that when man is not able to manifest the glory
of God, 人好像把神的荣耀丢掉的时候
and when man seems to have forsaken the glory of God,
神自己显出权柄和能力来荣耀他自己
then God uses his own might to manifest his own glory.
那我们看到腓力斯人掳到约柜的时候，那他们真是高兴了。
And when we see the Philistines have they captured the ark, indeed they were joyous.
因为再没有一样战利品啊，是比这个约柜更好、更满足人心了。
For there is no spoil from the battle that can be more satisfying to their hearts.
你要是从物质上面来看，那是好多的金金啊。
That of course from material standpoint you can see that there was a lot of gold there
fine gold 好多好多
and there was plenty of it
那光是那个施恩座就已经一他连得金子
just the mercy seat in itself was a talent of fine gold
还有两个金基路伯呢
and how about the two gold fine cherubims of fine gold
还有整个约柜里外都是包上金的呢
and the inside and outside of the ark was also covered with gold.
四个环只是又是全是金的呢。
And also the four rings were with gold, made with gold.
还有那两根长杖啊，又是包上金的。
And also the two poles were covered with gold.
从物质那面来看了，哇，这个又会很贵重。
Material wise, indeed, this ark was valuable.
但是从荣耀来说呢？
But from glory's standpoint,
这个更没有不可以用任何的那个价值观念来计算。
You cannot put a value on this kind of glory.
以色列神的荣耀。
That this is the glory of the
God of Israel. 以色列神的名号。
That this is this is the name of the God of Israel.
那现在都到我们手里来了。
Now it has fallen into our hands.
用什么你看到？这样的一个光景
Brothers and sisters, do you see such a condition?
好像神什么都完了
It seems like God is finished.
因为怎么有些时候我们看真的是看现在的称为神的教会的基督教
Brothers and sisters, many times when we look at now the church that is called the Church of Christians.
有些时候我们看中国大陆上弟兄姊妹们所遭遇的那种情况
many times when we see our brothers and sisters in mainland China the circumstances they're in
有些时候我们真的是好像为他们看不见道路
many times we cannot see the path for them
你要是多看一些外面的那个光景真的是看不见道路
because many times the more we look at the surface the many times we cannot see the path
看不到前途
You cannot see the future
外面这个世界是怎么
This is how the world is like on the outside
中国大陆上的光景又是怎样
And this is the circumstances in mainland China as well
但是我们感谢神
But we thank God
当人看什么都绝望的时候
But when man sees no end
当人看不到道路和前途的时候
And when man cannot see a future or a path
神还是在那里为着他自己的名大发热心
God is still for his own name's sake being working
只要我们灵里面的眼睛一张开你就看见一千多年下来教会并没有在地上给断绝
that as long as we open our spiritual eye we can see that these thousands of years that the church on earthhas not come to an end
几十年下来
that these few decades
大陆上的教会也没有给断绝
that the church in mainland China has not come to an end
我们感谢赞美主
we praise and thank our Lord
他为他自己的名大发热心
that for his own name's sake that he does his work
他说不把他的荣耀归给假神
that he said he is not going to give his glory to false gods
他就是不把荣耀归给假神
then indeed he would not give his glory to false gods
他会伸出他的手来干预一切
and he would extend his hand to stop all
他知道什么时候要干预。
He knows when to extend his hand to hinder other work.
他也知道什么时候要扶持。
And he knows when he needs to support.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那当时非利士人把约柜掳去的时候。
And at that time when the Philistines captured the ark,
他们真是高兴。
Indeed, they were very joyous.
他们把这个战利品放在他们偶像的庙的里头去。
And they put the spoil from the battle into the temple of the false god.
他们把约柜抬进他们的偶像，叫做这个字我也没有把握，该是怎么念？是滚还是燕？那这两个发音我都听人念过，但是我不知道。看样子像滚。
Now, I'm not even sure how to pronounce this because I've heard it pronounced twice. But they put the ark into the idol's temple, Dagon.
那么偶像的庙。
And that is the idol's temple.
神约会摆在哪里
？Now the ark of God is put placed there.
是一个战利品。
And indeed, that was a spoil from war.
那神的面子都丢光了。
And it seems like God has totally lost his face.
人看是这样。
And man may seem, may look at it this way.
但是神说他不把荣耀归于假神。
But God has said he would not give his glory to false gods.
那他就不把荣耀归于假神。
So therefore he would not give his glory to false gods.
一个晚上过去。
Just one night has passed.
清早起来。
And on the very next morning,
菲利士人就发觉一个很奇怪的事。
Then the Philistines discovered something that was weird.
他们的那个偶像整个的趴到地上去。
That their idol was fallen on his face.
他们没有想，谁有那么大的力气把这个偶像推倒
？And they could not even comprehend who had such great strength to.Caused his idol to fall on his face.
他以为是大概昨天晚上刮大风把他吹倒了。
And they might have figured that it might have been the wind that blown it over.
因为这几天啊，我们加州也就是吹倒了好多大树。
And because just these few days in California, the wind has blown down many big trees.
大概这个大滚没有大树大。
And in fact, this Dagon might not be as big as the trees.
所以他要倒下去睡睡觉，也许也可以。
So maybe it's possible for the wind to.Blow it over for it to be on his face.
所以他们就把它扶起来了。
So they have picked it up,
放回原处
and placed it back in the original place.
一个晚上又过去。
And then just one night passed again.
哪里晓得，再过一天起来的时候。
And on the very next morning again,
再一个偶像不仅是又倒下来。
This idol did not only tip over,
并且倒到。离他原位一段的距离
but it fell and it had a distance from the original place
整个偶像爬在门槛上
and the whole idol was on the threshold
头也断
and then the head also broke off
手也断
and the hands broke off
那这下他们才发觉问题严重了
and then they discovered that it's a serious matter
哎呀，怎么我们的神啊，头也断了呢
？How can our God lose his head？
手也断了呢
？And also his hands are broken off。
谁干这样的事情
？Who's done such a thing？
当然，菲利士人不敢干这个事情。
And of course, no Philistine would dare do this。
但是谁干的呢
？Then who would have done it？
他们也许还没想到。是神出手来对付他。
Maybe they have not figured out yet that it was God whose hand had dealt with them.
但是神做了另外一件事。
But God did something else.
他叫亚实兔，在一个城里面的人都长了痔疮。
That he caused the people of Ashdod to have tumors.
哎呀，每个人每天都要排出一大堆的血来。
That a whole bunch of people there would pour forth out a lot of blood.
哎呀，他们害怕了。
Then they became fearful.
他们 就感觉这个事情恐怕不那么简单了。
And they thought this cannot be so simple.
那么他们就发觉了。
Then they discovered.
是那个约柜厂的货。
It must be from the ark.
我们不能让这个约柜留在我们这里。
We cannot let the ark remain here any longer.
他们就把这个约柜送到另外一个城。
So they moved this ark to another city.
那就是加特那个地方。
And that is Gath.
那这个都是在靠近地中海边那个那一个长条地带，就是现在的加沙走廊的那里。
And this is all the cities that's along the banks of the Mediterranean Sea, and it's a present day the Gaza Strip.
Now.一到了加沙
and when they reach Gath,
那个城的人啊又害怕起来了。
Then that city, the people of that city became afraid.
因为一个事情发生了。
Because when the matters are happening,
他们当中的人无论大小也都长了痔疮。
No matter the people of the city, both young and old, also had an outbreak of tumors.
哎呀，他们就惊慌起来了。
Then they became.
又把神的约柜送到以德伦那另外一个城去了。
Then they also moved the ark of God to Ekron.
那大概还没有到那个以德伦那边的人就吵了。
And before they even reach Ekron,
怎么可以把这个东西送到我们这里来？
No, how can you give us the ark?
要害我们啊！
Do you want to bring harm upon us? No.
他们这一下就醒悟过来了。
Then now they are awake.
原来是这个东西藏的货。
Oh, it must be from this thing that have done this to us.
算了，送回原处去吧。
So why don't we just bring this back to where it came from?
什么叫做送回原处？
What does it mean to bring it back to where it came from?
就是给以色列人。
And that is to give it back to the Israelites.
你看他。
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
神在那里维持他的荣耀。
That God sustains his own glory there.
人不能维持神的荣耀的时候。
And when God can, when man cannot sustain the glory of God.
神也不勉强人。
God does not force upon the man.
神就让人羞辱他的名。
God allows man to cause a shame.
然后他就荣耀自己的名。
Then he causes his own name to be glorified.
然后就叫他的百姓苏醒过来。
And then he causes his people to be revived.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
我们留意神在加非利士地所做的那个事。
Let us notice the works that God did in the lands of the Philistines.
他不像在埃及的时候用十个神迹来攻击埃及人。
He did not do as the days in Egypt that he used the 10 plagues to attack the Egyptians.
他是用一个相同的动作来对付非利士人。
He used the same action to deal with the Philistines.
那让人明白这个事情不是偶然的。
To let man know that this is not just a coincidence.
神不能让他的约柜长久停留在外邦人的手里。
But God cannot allow for his ark to remain in the hands of the Gentiles for
a long period of time. 神要非常快地恢复他的荣耀。
So very quickly he must restore his own glory.
所以他就专一做一个动作。
So he did the same action.
亚述突人所遭遇的是那一样。
So what happened to the people of Ashdod?
加特人遭遇的也是这样。
Occurred to the people of Gath.
以格伦人遭遇的仍然是那样。
And what happened to the people of Ekron is still the same matter.
没有一个人能说这是偶然的。
No one can say that this was only a coincidence.
因为这个不是传染病。
Because this was not, you cannot be infected by others.
如果是传染病的话，你说没办法了，传染不开来的。
Because if this was a disease that you can catch from others, you can only blame it on that.
这个不是传染病。
But this is not a disease you can catch from others.
但是每一个人都是那个样。
But everyone was the same.
更重要的那一件。
What's more important?
不是个别人有。
That is not every other person.
No, not the individual.
It's not an individual.
是所有的人都有。
It is that the whole city had it.
神的动作。
Then this action of God.
显明神的自己。
Manifested God himself.
叫人没有话讲。
That it causes men to have no words to say at all.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看到这样的事情的时候
，And when we see this matter，
我们感谢主
，We thank God。
我们看见以色列人是失败了
，We can see that even though the Israelites failed，
但是以色列人的神还是得胜的
，But the God of Israelites。The Israelites still are victorious.
神可以不依靠人的得胜去显明他的得胜。
And God does not have to rely on the victory of man to manifest his own victory.
他绝对是一位得胜的神。
He indeed is a victorious God.
他绝对是一个荣耀的神。
He is absolutely a glorious God.
但是他愿意。
But he's
willing. 他所遭遇的人也在他的荣耀的里头与他一同享用他的荣耀
But he's also willing for those whom he has called to enjoy his own glory
所以神就让他的百姓借着他来显明他
So God would allow for his people through him to manifest himself
那然后神就让他们与 他一同享用他的荣耀
Then God would let his people with him to enjoy his own glory.
因此我们这是神在造人的时候就已经定下来的一个法则他自己约束他自己的法则
Brothers and sisters, God is limited by his own principle and this principle has been established when he has created man.
因为他造人的时候已经宣告说我要照我们的形象和样式来造人
Because before he created man, he has said that we must create them in our own image.
他就是要叫那些被造的人成为他自己的荣耀，彰显他自己的荣耀。
And he wants to cause those whom he has created to manifest his own glory and to become his glory.
那我们感谢赞美主。
And we praise and thank the Lord.
当然在正常的光景的底下。
And of course, under normal circumstances,
他要让人借着经历他而彰显他的荣耀
He wants man to experience him and to manifest his glory
来享用他的荣耀
To enjoy his glory
但是在不正常的环境的里头
But unfortunately in abnormal circumstances
他要显明他是独行其事的神
He wants to manifest that he is the Lord Almighty
独行其事的神
Who does miracles He works alone.
诗篇里头有这样的一个词，我记不起，就是他单独行做奇事的神。
That he is the Lord Almighty who works miracles alone.
他不需要人的帮助。
That he does not need the help from man.
他原来就是这样的一位神。
That originally he was, he is this kind of God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他愿意人成为他的帮助。
That he's willing for man to become his help.
目的不是要人帮助他去做成他的事。
And the purpose is not for man to help him accomplish his work.
乃是要人去分享他的荣耀。
But the purpose is for man to participate and partake of his glory.
那现在腓利士人里头明白过来。
Now the Philistines had this understanding.
我们以为打胜仗
And we thought we have gained victory
哪里晓得我们得罪了以色列人的神
Must we know we have offended the God of the Israelites
现在是以色列人的神伸手来攻击我们
Now it is God, the God of Israel's hand that has extended and has attacked us
哎呀他们看见了
And when they see this
以色列人的神的确是神
That the God of Israel is indeed God.
我们原先怀疑他不是神，那我们错了。
At the beginning, we thought that he was God. We're wrong.
以色列人也同样。
As same for the Israelites.
曾经怀疑我们的神，大概是睡着了。
Once they have doubted that their God was asleep.
原来我们的神并没有睡着。
But they didn't know that their God did not slumber.
他仍然。是用他的眼目来看着我们
He still kept his eye on them
他不打盹也不睡觉
And he does not sleep or slumber
还有我们感谢主
We thank God
原来我们的神是这样 荣耀尊贵的一位神。
That our God is so glorious and honorable.
也是这样来践踏我们的一位神。
And our God is one who examines us in such a way.
那么到了这一个时候
，And at this time,
我们可以很清楚地看到一件事。
Very clearly, we can see this matter.
神自己显出他的荣耀和权柄。
That when God manifests His own authority and His own glory,
那以色列人的心就开始转向他。
And the hearts of the Israelites start to turn toward Him.
但是只是开始而已。
But it's just a beginning.
但起码总是有个开始了。
But at the very least, they have started a beginning.
虽然还不能脱离那个人的愚昧。
And even though they cannot depart from their own foolishness.
但是在人这边总是有了一个转机。
But upon man's side, there is still this turning point.
他们看见神在那里维持他自己的荣耀。
They can see that when God sustains His own glory.
那么所以我们看到以色列那个非利士人就在那边开会了。
So we can see that the Philistines had a meeting.
怎么把这个约柜送回去
？How can we give back this ark？
这个约柜留在我们这里多一天，我们就受折磨多一天。
One more day, the ark remains here, then we'll suffer for another day.
越快越好。
The faster, the better.
把它送回去。
Send it back quickly.
第六章就给我们看到。
And in chapter 6 it lets us see.
神的约柜留在腓利士第七个月。
That the ark of the Lord had been in the Philistines' territory for 7 months.
哎呀，这七个月啊，非利士人也的确很够受。
And for these 7 months, indeed, the Philistines suffered greatly.
但是以色列人呢，也一样的够受。
And it is the same for the Israelites.
他们也在那里盼望，我们用什么方法能得回神的约柜
？And the Israelites on their side thought.And hope, how can we, what kind of method can we use to get back the ark?
他们一点办法都没有。
And they did not have any way themselves.
他们没有办法不等于神没有办法。
And just because they were helpless did not mean that God did not have a way.
神自己来把约柜送回来。
God brought back the ark by himself.
那所以当非利士人在那里相遇怎么把约柜送回去了。
So when the Philistines were deciding how to send the ark back,
这个也真是很为难对他们来讲。
Indeed, this was hard for them to do.
因为他们都没有一个人敢碰约柜。
Because none of them dared come into contact with the ark.
原来是一个大大的胜利，把约柜都掳回来。
That was originally a great victory to have captured the ark.
现在我们整个腓利士人都给这个约柜来打败。
But now the whole land of the Philistines was defeated by this ark.
你要把它送回去，脸上也不好看。
That if you were to send it back, then you would lose our faith.
这怎么把约柜送回去又能留得上面子
？So therefore, how can we send the ark back to its place and also to keep some faith?
那腓利士人就在那里相遇了。
So the Philistines had this meeting.
就像前阵子在报纸上看到97年香港要交回给中国的时候
Just like not long ago when I read into the newspaper that in 1997 when Hong Kong is to be given back to China
他们怎么交呢
How are they to give it back
英国人就提议啊
Then the British thought
到6月31号晚上
on June 30th
那么就由现在的王太子查理士来降旗了
then we'll just let Prince Charles to lower the flag
那把旗降完以后他就跟现在的港督一块儿就坐飞机走了
and after he has lowered the flag then he can return back on board with theThe governor of Hong Kong.
那他只要曾经那份答应，那就这样做了。
as long as they get an okay from the people in Beijing, then they'll do such, like such.
啊，人家要看王太子来把那个地方交回给人的话，这个面子也蛮大的。
And when they see that they've given great face to China when it was the prince of the land to give back the land.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你晓得，人总是不太甘心失掉面子。
Brothers and sisters, you must understand that man is not very willing to lose face at all. 这
菲利士人他们在那里相遇，怎么能要回一个面子，又把这个东西弄回去？
So the Philistines were thinking, how can we keep some face and also to send this back to its place?
哎，他们就把祭司和这个监挂的人叫来。
So they called for the priests and the diviners.
怎么把这耶和华的约柜弄回去了？
So how are we going to return this ark of the Lord?
我觉得很有意思。
And I find this full of meaning.
他们不仅是说送回去。
They did not only say to send it back.
他们是送回原处。
But they said to send it back to its place.
那个原处是指着什么
？And what does that its place pointing at？
是在什么地方掳来，就送到什么地方去吗
？And that its place means where they have captured it to return it there。
我个人的意思。
And this is my own meaning, my own personal meaning。
他们所说的原处是应该把它送回会幕那四楼的会幕那边去。
My own interpretation is that to its place is to return it to the tabernacle in Shiloh。
我想神当时给他们管理着，管理着他们，要他们说出这个话来，也是有意思。
I gather that the Lord disciplined them so harshly for them to say these words have its own meaning.
把约柜送回示罗的帐幕。
For the ark to be returned to its place in Shiloh in the tabernacle.
那好了
，OK。
现在我们就看到一件事。
Now we can see one matter.
送约柜回以色列人那里。
To send the ark back to the Israelites.
不是一个动作的问题。
This is not just a matter of an action.
不是一个怎么送回去的动作。
It is not a matter of how to return this action or how to return.
而是一个隐藏的属灵的征战。
But this is a hidden spiritual battle.
弟兄姊妹，你留意，他们所去寻求那个计谋的是非利士人的祭司和那些占卜的。
Now, brothers and sisters, you must pay attention that when they called for it, it was the priests and diviners of the people of the Philistines.
那这些都是撒旦的才艺。
And so they're all from Satan.The inheritance of Satan.
他们能不给神找麻烦？
Would they not cause trouble for God?
当然，他们不会不给神找麻烦。
And of course they would cause trouble for God.
那所以他们就说
，So they said，
把约柜送回去呀，你要这样做。
So they said, if you return the ark of God to Israel, do such and such.
那不好空空送回去。
And just don't return it empty-handed.
要这样送。
But like this.
照做非利士人首领的数目，用五个金制成，五个金老鼠。
They said that according to the number of the Philistine rulers, make five gold tumors and five gold rats.
因为在你们和你们的首领身上所发生的灾难呢、啊，都是同一样的。
Because this is the same plague that has struck both you and your rulers.
所以就造要造一个那个自称的像和毁坏你们田地老鼠的像。
So you must make models of the tumors and of the rats that are destroying your country.
那这样啊。把神的约以色列神人的神的约柜送回去。
And if you do it this way and return the ark of the people the God of the Israel,
这样也许让神的手对你们放轻一些。
Then perhaps he will lift his hand from you.
你何必像埃及人那样的愚昧顽梗呢
？And why should you harden your heart as the Egyptian?
那还有。
But also,
要造一辆新车子。
You must build a new car.
然后啊，要用两只没有负轭的有乳的母牛来套车。
And to fix cows that have calf and have not been yoked to carry the cart.
但是不让那个牛犊跟着他。
But take their calves away.
你就把这个约柜放在这个车上，那就把它送回去了。
And put the ark on this cart and send it back.
啊，你看啊，这里面啊很有讲究的。
You see, there's a lot of meaning to this.
因为这样的一件事情就造成以色列人中间的一些难处。
And because of this matter, it caused hardship for the Israelites.
那是在下边，我们还没有碰到它。
That is to come. We have not reached there yet.
但是你要注意。
But you must pay attention.
这个占卜的人啊。
These diviners,
他们到末了就说了两句话。
At the very end, they said two things.
这两句话
These two sentences,
你看看你就知道里面有文章了。
Then you see, there's another meaning to their words.
他说你们看着。
But they said, you look.
这一个车啊，如果一直往前行，一直走到以色列人的警戒道那边去啊，那样就证明你们所受的大灾啊是耶和华做的。
Then if this cart would go up straight to back to the Israelites, straight, not turning to the right or left, then this proves that the trouble that was brought about you was from the hand of the God of Israel.
如果这两个牛不是这样把约柜带到那个方向去，
and if these two cows did not bring the ark in this direction,
那你就晓得了。
Then you'll know.
不是神，不是以色列的神去打我们。
It is not the God of Israel that has struck us.
是偶然吗？
It was a coincidence.
用什么你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
这里头一个诡计。
This is a cunning trick they had.
就是兼顾那些非利士人的那一个不幸。
And this only heartens the disbelief of the Philistines.
谁晓得那个牛要怎么走？
Who knows how the cows would walk?
有没有人在那里指挥着他？
And there's no one to guide the cows.
他往东往南往西都可以。
And it can go in any direction at all.
如果万一他不向以色列人那边走，
And just in case it did not go towards the territory of the Israel, like,
并且不仅是要走到以色列人的地方，
and not only did it have to go into the land of Israel,
还指定要走到博士麦的那个地方，
but it also pointed out that they must head towards Beth Shemesh.
这样才是证明耶和华击打我们。
Then only does this prove that it was the hand of the Lord that struck us.
不然的话
Otherwise,
我们所遭遇的是偶然的。
Then the disaster on us is only a coincidence.
那你们就不必放在心上。
Then you don't have to keep this in your heart.
当然。
But of course,
神绝对不让这样的计谋得逞。
God would not let these kind of trickery succeed.
感谢。
Thank the Lord.
神管理着这两条牛。
That God had sovereignty over these two cows.
那这两条牛就是一直往博士麦的那个方向走。
So these two cows headed toward Beth Shemesh.
那么走到博士麦人约书亚的前边。
And when they reached Beth Shemesh, where the people were harvesting,
他们就在那个地方。把那两个母牛献给神做燔祭。
And there they sacrificed the two cows as a burnt offering to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看这里。
Here you can see.
怎么可以拿母牛来献做燔祭？
How can you take a cow to offer it up as a burnt offering?
我们读利未记的时候，
When we read into Leviticus,
我们就晓得献燔祭的祭牲是 公牛犊。
Reading to Leviticus, we know that the animals that is to be burnt as the burnt offering is the bull,
或者是公羊
or the ram.
在别的祭上面可以用母牛来献，但是在燔祭上不能。
That the other offering you may use a cow, but not the burnt offering.
那现在以色列人竟然在这里就把那两条母牛宰了做燔祭。
But the Israelites here, they used the cow and sacrificed it out as a burnt offering.
牛犊
that a bull.
这个是母牛
and this is a cow.
一岁的公牛
that is an ox of 1 year old.
这里是产下小牛的母牛
and this was a cow who had just calf.
又终于看到这个在寄生的上面，以色列人又犯错误了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see that the animal that's being sacrificed here, the Israelites have wrong.
这是仇敌损害神的子民的开始。
And this is the beginning.
在这个事上的开始。
And this is only the beginning on this matter that the enemy has harmed the people of God.
因为他们这样做就造成底下的一个问题来。
And because they have done such a thing, it causes harm for them to come.
叫以色列人受了很大的亏损。
It caused the Israelites to lose a lot.
但是以色列人的无知却没有因为这个亏损而醒悟。
But the negligence of the Israelites did not cause them to be awakened.
反倒从心里惧怕神而远离神。
But it caused their hearts to fear God and to be departed from God.
是刚才我提到那个腓力斯人首领要寻求怎样来把那个约柜送回以色列人中间，那些人所献的计谋本身就是要牵动一次很惊险的属灵的征战。
So when I have mentioned that when the Philistines were deciding how to send the ark back, they were deciding on setting a trap to stir up a very hateful trick.
我想我们今天晚上不再往前面去看。
I gather we will not go any further tonight.
但是我们就是从今天晚上所看到的这两章多的经文的里头。
But just from these two chapters that we looked into today,
我们要看到一件非常严肃的事。
We must see a very serious matter.
什么时候人出主意？
Whenever man has his own ideas.
什么时候人不跟随神自己的话语的光？
Whenever man does not follow the light of God's own words,
那到头来受亏损的是人。
At the very end, it causes man to take a loss.
从那约柜被掳以前，一直到约柜被送回来，整个过程的里面，我们看到受亏损的是以色列人。
That from the beginning, before the ark was captured and after the ark was sent back.That it was the Israelites who took a loss.
从这件事情的开始到结束，
from the very beginning to the end,
是神的子民受亏损。
It was the people of God who were at a loss.
虽然神的怜悯要挽回他们，
even though God's mercy wants to take them back,
但是在挽回的过程的里面，神并不保证人不受亏损。
But in the process of redeeming them, God does not guarantee that man will not take a loss.
相反的，神明显显出这样的事情。
But on the contrary, God manifests very clearly this matter.
挽回是没有问题。
That is no problem with redeeming.
但是受亏损是免不了。
But you must take a loss.
那当然，神给我们能看到这样的一个历史的见解。
May God let us see this these warnings in history.
我们求神让我们里面有一个非常迫切的心思，不愿意离开神话语的光。
Let us ask God to give us an urgent desire not to leave the light of His Word.
也求我们的神常借着他的话赐给我们有光。
And also ask the Lord to constantly give us His Word to shed light upon us.
叫我们不致行走在黑暗里。
Let us not walk in darkness.
我想我们今天晚上就停在这。
I think we shall end here tonight.
我们请一两位领我们一边祷告。
They want to lead us in prayer.